This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Me, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all the good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you're not recognizing the voice by now, Bradley is not sitting here talking to you. This is Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book of the Bible as the authoritative word of God, and I'm filling in for Bradley today live here from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, and it is really pretty outside. I wish I got to enjoy some of the outside, but sadly, that's not for me today. If you'd like to check us out online, we encourage you to do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and also if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, you can do that. That's Bradley Dean One, B-R-A-D-L-E-E Dean One on Twitter. And also you can find us at Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty on Facebook, as well as, let me give you a couple of these. These are some new outlets. Some of you people are like I am. You're going out there and you're getting on different social media platforms. We are at USA.life under Sons of Liberty. We are on MeWe under Sons of Liberty. All of these are under Sons of Liberty. Spreely, Gab, Mumblet, and Minds. So if you are on any of those platforms, please hop over there and follow us. We'd love to have you subscribe to our channels there. And also, the YouTube channel is growing quite well. We would encourage you to head over there to Sons of Liberty on YouTube. And we've got a special show for you today. But before I bring on the guest, I just want to point out a couple of things that are on Sons of Liberty Media that might pique your interest there, that you want to check out. A lot of the media is not really covering the issue, of Tommy Robinson over in the UK. But, you know, Tommy's been a voice for the people of Britain for years now and has led an entire movement. It's not, yes, there are some people who get in it, just like anything else, who are going to have some poor views, okay? Let's just call it what it is. But this guy isn't one of those. He's tried to reach out in the community. He's tried to work things out with people and government and such. And here he is. He was sentenced. He was convicted and sentenced. And he's got a shirt on here called says convicted of journalism. That was the title of the article that I had for him. And that's exactly what he was doing. He was standing outside of a courthouse reporting on the case of Muslim rape gangs, and he was disseminating information that was already in the public sphere. They were waiting on the ruling and all this other, and all of a sudden the police come up and they're just going to arrest him for simply telling, videoing it and telling people what was already public knowledge. You're talking about a crooked government over there in Britain. I mean, you're talking about people who are really following. When we say people like Robert Spencer, he wrote the update today, Tommy Robinson and the Death of Britain. When he's doing that and he talks about it being Sharia, The issue is that's what it's doing. It's shutting down any dissent of what the Muslims are doing there. And they are gaining some ground over there in Britain, no doubt. I mean, it's pretty close to where there's not going to be any turning back if they haven't even pushed over the line now. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley just put out a new article, The Clinton's Deadpool, Clinton Chronicles, a mere reflection of the American people. And then, of course, we have a federal judge who has destroyed the key Mueller claim in the Mueller report. He says that the indictment of a Russian troll farm is not proof of one. Just because Mueller says it is doesn't mean that. And, by the way, I'd like to point out, too, just because Mueller pointed out that Seth Rich, all the things he wanted to say about him, just because police said, whoa, this is just a botched robbery. Well, wait a minute, cops. You guys haven't even solved the crime. You don't have, you've not apprehended the people who killed the guy. So nobody is, and I got this on, I got this from some people who wanted to investigate the site and saying, well, this has been debunked by the police. They say it's a robbery. Okay, then bring us the robbers. Let's, if the case is closed, if they know that's exactly what it is, bring us the robbers and we'll try them and we'll speak for ourselves. All right? There are several other things I want you to check out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I don't have time to get to them today because I want to bring on a very special guest a second time to the Sons of Liberty, and she's sort of my sidekick on Wednesdays as well for our Rotten to the Core, where she exposes the inner workings of the politicians to further indoctrinate our children. And yes, Common Core is still very much alive. It's just under different names. It's and it's entangled within the federal government down into the state government. And with that said, I want to bring on to the Sons of Liberty the Common Core diva, Lynn Taylor. Lynn, you there?
Yes, I am, Tim. Hello.
Hey, good to have you with us. Now, we've got just a little bit before, but I want to kind of set people up for what you do. You're a homeschool mom. You're a homeschool mom.
I was.
You were. I bet you're going to be a homeschool grandma, too.
We'll see about that.
But you were a homeschool mom, and you started seeing what was happening because you were trying to get out of the system. You wanted to teach your kids to believe what the Bible taught in Deuteronomy, what it commands in Deuteronomy 6. And in doing so, you discovered all this stuff that they were, that the government was continually, not just in public education, but in private education, in what's called school choice, all of these things, even homeschoolers, they are targeting. Now, we've got just about 40 seconds or so before the break. Tell people where they can find you and give us a little tee it up for what we're going to talk about here in safety's name today.
Okay. Let's see. You can find me on my blog, commoncorediva.wordpress.com, and we're going to be talking about overreaches from the president all the way down to your local government as far as your mental health.
Okay. All right. And some of those things, there are three key things here that we're talking about with, I want to say grants, but that is tied in. There's a Project Prevent, there's a school climate grants, and there's a mental health professional grant. And mental health is something I've warned conservatives to stay away from with the government in the first place. But we're going to pick that up right after the break. So hang on with me, Lynn. We'll be right back with sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hang on.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty. Also, I want to throw out the number here. In case you have a question during the midst of the show, you want to call in, you've got a question for Lynn here about what's going on, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so we teed it up with Lynn here a little bit, and people are probably wondering, wait a minute, Donald Trump's in office. We have a Republican in office. We don't have the Marxist usurper Barack Hussein Obama Satoru Sabarka in office anymore. So we are in the promised land. That's how some people would look at that, right, Lynn? I mean, why are we talking about problems with education and stuff?
Okay, because it doesn't matter what political party, Tim, be it Democrat, be it Republican, independent, you name it. This agenda is so well entrenched in America that it doesn't matter if you have Donald Trump or, you know, Joe the Plumber or, you know, any person who has been in office before. Because, like I say, now, this agenda is so well entrenched. And how this agenda for mental health overreach through education even got in America is through our association and membership with the United Nations. And if you know anything about the United Nations, you know they have sustainable development goals. Well, one of those 17 goals, Tim, is good health for all. Well, of course, that's going to encompass mental health and behavioral health. And so rather than getting qualified, licensed professionals who know you and can help you with your problem in a professional setting in, you know, the ways that mental health should be handled, we're seeing this funnel through schools with poorly trained people, labels to be slapped on, and the funding from the federal government to say, hey, it's okay. And this is just happening through the public schools, but it's going to encircle your community. So this will pull in all those school choices and all the families who are connected, because with the Every Student Succeeds Act, one of the caveats was you had to have your community totally involved and your family had to be totally engaged so that student could go and achieve success.
Right. And what they're doing is they're using your tax dollars to mm-hmm. unconstitutionally fund all this stuff.
Right.
And, yes, this is under Betsy DeVos. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I had talked about it before, that Ronald Reagan understood the Department of Education was bad. When Jimmy Carter put it in, he was saying how he wanted to get rid of it, and then he just left it in place. One of the many flaws that Ronald Reagan had in his time in office,
right.
too.
Right.
So the thing that we're talking about, though, is when you're talking about the mental health and when you're talking mm-hmm. about these other things, it's coming right. under the guise of the same thing that, mm-hmm. I don't know, they put, they federalize, you know, workers at the airport. They want to now, you know, push things in schools besides, you know, allowing teachers to exercise their right to keep and bear arms. They want to do other things. They want to make it look more like a prison. Let's put more cops in there. Let's put more metal detectors in there. Let's
yeah.
do all these things that are more government control of the kids so that they fit. They get adapt to living in, I mean, every time I go by a public school here, it looks like a prison. But the idea is they're communicating that it is about safety. It's about mm-hmm. safety. That's what they're trying to push on us. Now, if you've written a new article, people can read this mm-hmm. at commoncorediva.wordpress.com. It's called In Safety's Name. And you list the latest round of grants. Tell us about mm-hmm. those grants.
Okay. Basically, $65 million of our taxpayer money, Tim, is to go in these three rounds of competitive grants that will be given to our local education agents, and those could be schools, school districts. It could be a nonprofit who partners with your school in your community. And again, if it's offering an educational service, that is available to homeschoolers, private schoolers, public schoolers, online schoolers, parochial, you know, magnet, you name it, okay? And these three rounds, they're broken up. One's called Project Prevent, and what the Project Prevent is trying to do, and this is all through the Department of Health and Human Services, not the Department of Education. And the Project Prevent is supposed to prevent any sort of behavioral hiccup in Johnny and Susie and in Johnny and Susie's family. And the way we do that is we assess and we assess and we assess. Now, you might have a certified mental health professional give this assessment, but you may not. But whatever label is given to you, Tim, is what sticks, and that attaches money that follows you and or your child with that label. And, you know, it might be that you absolutely have this particular behavior issue or mental health concern, but it doesn't allow for what if someone made a mistake or what if someone mislabeled or what if you were having a bad day and, you know, is there an opportunity for you to have another test? Well, we don't know. Too much gray area is in there. But that's basically what Project Prevent is supposed to do. And what we're seeing happen with these types of grants is it's going in, and instead of helping Johnny and Susie with whatever mental health issue or behavior issue, it is reshaping their values, their attitudes, and their beliefs to conform to what the school and what the government says Johnny and Susie should think, not what Johnny and Susie's mom and dad have taken their time to instill in their children in their homes. So that's what's really awful about this type of project, if you will. The second type of grant is for school climate. And again, you have to have these centers, they're not education centers anymore. They're, you know, as we've said, they're indoctrination centers. And what happens is everybody has to be pretty much that dumb and happy as far as, oh, I'm in a safe, nurturing environment. No harm will come to me. My school is just my safe zone because, you know, at home sucks. And, you know, when I walk down the street, life is just awful. But school's the only safe place I have in the world. So, you know, that's what, you know, the centers are, that's what the schools are turning into. It's kind of like, I think we talked about it last Wednesday when we said it was, you know, kind of like the kumbaya.
Sure.
But anyway, that's the attitude. But to get the school climate to such a safe kumbaya spot, you have to have tons and tons of manipulation for your school leaders so that they can parrot what the government wants for your students. And again, these are being outreached to all types of students in all types of school choices through after-school programs and through museums and libraries and things such as that. The third type of grant is your mental health professional grant, which will increase the pipeline of behavioral and mental health services that are wraparound services in your schools. And these will be part of what's known as the 21st Century Community Learning Center, where your school has been turned into a hub or a one-stop shop for the entire community or neighborhood to go for not only education, but for family services, for dental appointments, for mental health care, for you name it. Okay, so that's basically as quickly as I can run through all three of those types of grants, and we'll have our states compete against each other to get these $65 million that are connected to these three grants.
Right, right. And part of the thing, and I'm sorry that I laughed in there, the funny thing to me is that you're saying that the kids look at that as their safe place and this and the other. When I was a kid, I wanted to get out of that school as fast as I could. It's like the complete opposite. Because it felt like they're just eating up your time because the teaching time is not so short.
Tim, when you've got the government who's telling the kids that, well, you know, mom and dad are too dumb and stupid to help you with your homework, they have no idea how to parent. But we as the government can come in and we can parent them for you, and we can, you know, parent you in their place. That's totally flying in the face of not only our founding documents, but the Bible itself.
Well, yeah, and it's an issue of Marxism. Mm-hmm. Somebody was commenting on something that I spoke about the other night, and they were saying, well, why is the family being torn down? Why are they getting into the family on this and that and the other? And I go, it's Marxism. Marxism attacks the family. Read the points of the Communist Manifesto, its intention is to destroy the family, because, like it or not, the family is the vehicle by which God is advancing his kingdom, by which Jesus is causing all of his enemies to submit to him, and we pass that on. That's why it's important that we teach them the commands of God. That's why it's important. I mean, we can't make them, you know, once they're older, do what they're supposed to do. But we can instill in them those things and trust that God will bring it to fruition. We got about 5 seconds. Tell people where they can find you, Lynn.
Twitter at Common Core Diva.
All right. We'll be right back with the Common Core Diva, Lynn Taylor, on the other side of the break.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump has a message for those who criticize the United States.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way. A lot of people love it. But if you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now.
This all began on Sunday when the president tweeted that Democratic freshman lawmakers should go back to countries they came from to fix problems before criticizing the U.S. A federal judge says he needs more time to decide whether to release accused child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein on bail. The judge will now rule on Thursday morning. Epstein will remain behind bars until that decision is made. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Back to Sons of Liberty. Halftime here, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, you got a question for Lynn about what we're discussing. The grants here, and we're going to talk about something else that she's got. She's got a new article out today. We're going to bring that up in the final segment here, which may tie some things together here. But Lynn, let's pick up kind of where we were before.
Sure.
Can you kind of maybe focus in a little bit more on each one of these grants and tell people why it's important that they understand what these things do and how they impact them.
Okay. All right. Well, basically, for all three of these rounds of grants to even be where they are in present day circumstances, Tim, you need to go back to the Federal Commission on School Safety that President Trump appointed. And he put Betsy DeVos at the head leadership position for this particular commission. And in my article about the In Safety's name, I give you the link to the particular report that they put out. But basically it was, we're going to data track you. We're going to, you know, we're going to do everything that we can to micromanage your life for you in the name of having safe environments in schools and in our communities. So that's the biggest thing that surrounds all three of these grants. Okay. Now, as far as Project Prevent, this one is based off of that final report that was published that I gave you the link for. And like I said, this one is going to geotrack you everywhere, and it's going to really address about life after all these school shootings. So we're seeing the Department of Health and Human Services yet one more time come in and find ways to encroach on our Second Amendment rights. Well, we know that that is a huge deal. Not saying, you know, don't have any sort of safety when it comes to firearms around schools, okay? I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying it should not be from a federal government controlling standpoint. And that's what this Project Prevent basically does. So that's why that one is so scary, okay? The school climate grants, what these will involve is, like I said, tests or assessments. And what happens is it's called a multi-tier system for behavior intervention, okay? So basically what would happen is everybody would come in, and I do mean everybody would come in, and they would be tested. And let's say, okay, there's a flag that shows up. All right, well, then if you have a flag that shows up out of that first round of testing, you go back for a second round of testing. And if another flag shows up, then you are taken to what's called a Tier 3 test. And by the time you go through every one of these tiers, Tim, more and more manipulation is being looked at as far as, okay, well, we need to control that, you know, Johnny and Susie look out the window. Or we need to, you know, ask why are Johnny and Susie's mom and dad, you know, letting them watch TV till all hours of the night. And those sound so simplistic, but that is the kind of egregious amount of control we're talking about. So when we say attack on the family, we're talking about basically micromanaging every single thing you do. Well, why did you, you know, have a gun in the house? Or why did you, you know, let the kids see you have a drink? Or, you know, why did you have so many people over and have a party and then talk about controversial things? I mean, these are attacking our civil liberties. And what is so bad about all this is that no one seems to notice that it's not just our constitutional rights that are being assaulted big time. It's our civil rights to freedom, to liberty. You know, it's our charges in the Declaration of Independence to when we see bad government, shut it down, fix it, reopen it.
Right.
We're not doing these things. And these are things that we can, especially when it's overreaching into our families. So that's basically the biggest horrible thing about the school climate grants. The last set of grants, that professional, let's see, the mental health professional grants, it will, in the name of mental health and well-being and safety, increase public-private partnerships in our schools. Now, public-private partnerships seem like an answer to a lot of government prayer and a lot of local school needs and community needs, but we need to realize that public-private partnerships are un-American because they are a fascist tool.
Yes,
because what happens is it takes private money, negating the citizen's voice, and it's using it for public good, so to speak, but yet who gets to control it? It's the private money that gets to control it, not the citizen, not the taxpayer. Now, we've already seen taxpayer abuse happen every single day that we've been in existence, because while the government wants to take our money, they don't want to hear what we want done with it. Or when we do say, hey, we don't want this done with it, especially in education, it's like, you know, there's so much money stuffed in their ears from the corporate lobbyists that, no, they don't hear we the people going, that's not what we want. That's not what our tax dollars need to go for. We want them to go for, and then you know, you have your list of what you want it to go for. Now, in this particular article, Tim, I tell you about how the grants work, how the states are supposed to go after them, and then I give you lots of related resources where you can trace this, no matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. You can trace this, and you will see that somewhere these two separate parties have joined ranks in the name of school safety and in mental health. But 9 times out of 10, those who are doing this sort of manipulation from a federal government standpoint do not have the medical degrees to back up what they're doing. If you look at the members of Congress who are actually licensed professional mental health doctors and counselors, there's less than 12. But yet we have almost every Tom, Dick, and Harry up there in D.C. saying, oh, no, this is what we need to do for mental health. Oh, no, this is what we need to do for school safety. unless they're an educator, unless they've read their constitution, unless they have, you know, walked a mile in the shoes of someone who legitimately needs help and is seeing that help dried up so that everyone in the community can be treated the same way, they have no business talking.
No, I agree. In fact, I would go further than that. And to point to your first thing in some of the grants that you're talking about, when they're saying, why do you do this? Why do you? And I would, my response is just none of your business. But when we're talking about these other things, is to simply say, look, we didn't give you federal government the ability or the authority to legislate on people's mental health. We didn't give you the authority to legislate on education. We never gave you people that. The entire Department of Education, it doesn't matter if it's under Democrat or Republican, like you said, is completely unconstitutional. Any kind of ties that we have with education, I don't care if it's with the UN, I don't care if it's even a treaty that's been ratified by the Senate, and people, some people will, like, yank back at this. But if they have ratified something with the UN, a treaty with the UN over education, it's unconstitutional anyway because we never gave them authority to be doing that.
And I understand that, but when you right, but when you've got a Congress, and the 116th, the session we're in now, is not the only Congress that's guilty of this. I've been tracking this educational mess for 10 years, okay? So we've got multiple sessions of Congress, all right? When you've got Congress men and women who don't know their Constitution, who continually will write legislation, be it of their own volition or because they were coerced by the, bought by the corporate lobbyist, it doesn't matter. When they give more credence to the Global Declaration of Human Rights, where it says that education is a right, no, education is a privilege. But no one wants to bring that fact up. It is proven education is a privilege. Our founding fathers knew not everyone would have the same opportunities, and that was okay. And that premise has served us well for hundreds of years. But suddenly, in this new age, we have to know education is a privilege. It's a right. You have to have it. It's not a privilege. It's not something you earn. It's something we're going to give to you. But yes, our Congress has given more credence to the global view of education, mental health, population, how we treat our earth, everything, because they don't, excuse my French, they don't give a damn about we the people anymore. And they stopped caring a long time ago.
Yes. Well, that's true. And it's not just that. It's not something that's just new for now. It's really not for now. This thing is something
I
pointed back to. Yeah, this is something I pointed back to, and everybody wants to talk about Lincoln as the great emancipator. He didn't free the slaves. He made everybody a slave. And one of the things that, and I recommend often to people, the book On Secular Education. They can get it at Amazon. It's about $4 for a Kindle version by R.L. Dabney. This was written during the time, it's excerpts, actually, of some of the things that he wrote during the time of the War of Northern Aggression. Actually, I think a little bit before that. And he pointed to what was coming in the education system, and he would point out, if people didn't want to be educated, they found work, and they worked hard.
Yeah.
And he pointed to the North, and their push for this public indoctrination. And he said, that's what they're going to do to the South. They're going to push that on us. And sure enough, South Carolina put it in their constitution. I think it's completely unconstitutional here. I reject that whole line of thinking because it's not the state's authority under God to be telling parents, you have to do this, this, and this. You have to meet this, this, and this. No, God told us what we're to do, and we do that. So I get it. I get all those things. We're up against the break here, Lynn. People can find you at commoncourtdiva.wordpress.com. We'll be right back in the final segment with more from Lynn Taylor right after these messages. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, welcome back to Sons of Liberty. This is the final segment here. If you want to get a question in, Lynn's on the line. Common Core Diva now, all right? We're talking about somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about. Lynn knows the ins and outs of everything going on here, and she is happy to take your call if you want to get in before the end of the show here, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, Lynn, I told you we would save the best for last, so to speak. And you believe that this new article that you have out, that we're going to actually be pulling up on Sons of Liberty, we're going to post it there. You've been gracious to allow us to post it there. What she said. Now, I'll probably retitle that because I told you, I said, sure. People already know your niche, where they go. Mine is to influence people who don't know that niche, and they'll get involved, they'll read the information, and then they'll act on it. They won't just say, hey, I got some knowledge. And now I'm constipated with knowledge. I'm not putting out anything. I'm not doing anything with it. I just got it. We want them to act. That's the whole point of giving the stuff. And Bradley says this is not just talk radio. It's do radio. And that's what we want people to do. We want them to act on the information they're given. So you believe this will be helpful for people in understanding the things that came in the first, basically the first three segments that we talked about. So I'm going to turn it over to you. You just go for it.
Okay. All right. Well, let me back it up and say one thing. In our shift away from academics, okay, we are seeing it replaced with workforce education. So when you were talking during the last part about that shift of, you know, if they didn't want to go to school, they'd go to work. Well, one of the big arguments that we're seeing right now in education is that, oh, no, we need to, you know, remember that not everybody is cut out for college. Okay, super, fine. Nobody's ever, you know, not everybody's always cut out for college. Not everyone's always cut out for our job. But when you have the government controlling what the kids are learning, and when you have the academics removed so that it's nothing but workforce prep, you've moved away from an indoctrination station to a workforce preparatory factory. And that's
right.
One thing that ties a lot of this together, because if we can manipulate what you learn, we can manipulate what you think, then we can manipulate where you live and where you work. And that's why all this is so important. Now, with today's article, it is focusing in on DeVos's latest mess in trying to say, hey, I know education better than anybody in the United States. Well, let's remember one thing, okay? First of all, she was appointed. Second of all, she has zero educational degrees. She's never taught. She does not hold a degree in mental health professional fields. She does not hold a degree in workforce. So all these things that she's posturing on, Tim, are just being spoon-fed to her through either the current administration or her dealings with the globalism. Because we all know that, you know, last year she hopped on down to Argentina and signed America up for what was known as an education summit, which means we're going to take education and we're just going to streamline it to work seamlessly with the Department of Labor. And we're going to make sure that, you know, Johnny and Susie go through life medicated, mentally intact, and they have a job when they come out. So basically what this particular article is it's detailing why she's saying that, hey, you know, here we are, we're 4 years after the Every Student Succeeds Act has passed, and now finally I'm going to tell you, America, that we mean that we're going to supplement what you do as far as funding in your state. We're not going to tell you what to do. But when you look at the document that she has put out through the Department of Education, it is exactly telling the states what to do. It is telling them where to go around their elbow to get to their thumb to funds that are not earmarked for some of this mental health stuff. Now, most of your mental health stuff is going to be through Title I funding. So this particular supplement that she's talking about that is for every school district out there in America is anything but Title I, because we have to work with Title I, just not exclusively. So that might be a little confusing. So in other words, I'm going to take my main bank account and I'm going to use my savings account as well to meet all my family goals. That's basically what this is doing, okay? So we're having all those grants that we talked about come through Title I funding. And then we have this particular document that will tell you, oh, yeah, here's how you can go and get into this program that will walk beside Title I so that you can have your school district be just as conformed as it possibly can. That's really, really dangerous, because that sets our states up again one more time for a mother may I kind of attitude. And we're seeing that some of the same things that are going on with this guideline book, and that's it. It's a guideline. It is not supposed to be mandatory that states do this, but when you look at how the document is written, it's very much telling the states what they have to do to comply. So why use the word guidance to fool the people? To fool those people who think that, oh, well, DeVos and Trump, they've got our best interest at heart when it comes to education. Nothing could be further from the truth. And the reason I say that is because if you look at another document that DeVos has just put out, this was done as a result of an executive order that President Trump put out in 2017, and here we are 2 years later, and it's just now coming to fruition. And what that executive order was to let's beef up how we rein in who can teach in higher education, who can receive money from teaching in higher education. And so now we're seeing that it's not just K through 12 anymore. So it's never been about just the public system. It's always been about every citizen. So we have all ages going into higher education, Tim. So this is about how it's reforming our higher education systems. Now, I'm not saying we don't need to be looking for those predatory schools out there or those, you know, those sorts of things. Absolutely we do. But again, it should be citizen-led, not federally government dictated. And that's what we're seeing happen.
Yeah, and you're saying she has no real credentials to be in the position she's in, not that that position should even be constitutional anyway. But people need to keep – this is something that we strive here to do, is to say people need – you need to open your eyes. This is a guy who's, you know, he said, I run all these businesses, made all these millions and this, that, and the other. And, of course, he has. There's no doubt he has. But he's lost a lot of millions, too. And he's made some bad choices in business, too. I mean, just like a lot of businessmen, make some good, make some bad.
Well, if
that
we
does
have
not qualify
to,
somebody to be president, though.
Right.
And go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're exactly right. When an official at a local, state, or federal level is appointed, you kill the we the people. And again, this is what I keep harping on, because that's what we need to keep focusing on. We the people are not being served. We're not being heard. Yeah. Our listeners do not know this. We've got time to squeeze it in. It is U.S. law, and I'm going to read it to you. It's 20 U.S.C. with the little fancy whatever mark it is, okay, 1232A, it's the prohibition against federal control of education. And this is what it says. No provision of any applicable program shall be construed to authorize any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States to exercise any direction, supervision, or control over curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system. Now, where would your money be? In administration, in curriculum, in control. Now, even the president cannot be doing what he's doing in education, but yet, you know, you're going to have people who are going to trip over themselves to reelect this man, because after all those other idiots who are running are just as bad. No, we need to throw out every candidate that is running, in my personal opinion, throw them all out, start all over, because you're not going to do any good with this upcoming election with the crop of educrats that are in the running.
No, you're exactly right, and this is something that my friend Bojidar, who came out of the communism in Bulgaria, pointed out. The you know, John Adams said it was a great evil, a two-party system, because they pit each other, they pit the people against one another when they're really going down the same road. They say they're not, but they really are. And Bojidar had said, here's what happened. The way communism fell in Bulgaria was we stopped voting for the two parties. As a whole, as a people, we saw what they were doing, we stopped voting for both of them. We eliminated their power. Right. Overnight, it fell. Now, that's part of what we're seeing here. Donald Trump can tell us socialism isn't coming to America, but, hey, it's right here.
It's already here.
And education is Exhibit A, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You got about 10 seconds, Glenn. Okay. Tell people where they can find
it. Okay. All right, join me over on localactivist.org. You can find me there at Lynn M. Taylor, and let's do something.
All right, that's Lynn Taylor, the Common Core Diva. Thank you for joining us on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley will be back with you tomorrow in 23 hours. Till then, take this and use it, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.